This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Hope everyone had a good rest last night. This is our closing session here in Cape Town. So first, we want to thank our excellent bus driver, Emilio. Round of applause for the bus driver. And what better way to depart from Emilio? Ein poshim in adam elam b'divrei Torah. So I just want to share with you some thoughts on Parshas Vayera. This is a shiur that I try to give every Friday on the Parsha with a very special methodology. It's called Pesachinu Megadim, where we connect the beginning of the Parsha to the end of the Parsha. And there's great basis that there's a connection between the beginning of a Parsha and the end of a Parsha. We find such a phenomenon by Brachos. There's even a sefer from Rav David Avi Chatzera connecting the first word of a Parsha to the last word. But we're trying to connect the opening subject of the Parsha to the end. So let's start as follows. Parsha begins, Vayera Elav Hashem. And the Ribbono Shel Olam appeared to him. To who? To Avram. Well, say then to Avram. How do you start off with a pronoun? We don't even know who the subject matter is. You can only use a pronoun once you've identified the subject. You first use a noun, and then when referring to the noun, you could use a pronoun. But just Vayera Elav Hashem, it should say Vayera Hashem El Avraham. And then from there on, we could refer to him with a pronoun. So in the Holy Sefer, the Bas Ayin, Rabbi Avram Avarish, he says that Avram Avinu had elevated himself to such a great extent that he was Nisbatel Chamriyusai Lagamri. His physicality had completely ceased, where he was completely a vehicle for the Malchus Shamayim. Avram Avinu was the Merkava Lashchina. It wasn't anymore Vayera Hashem El Avram. There was no physical Avram. Avraham's whole Metzios was Nisbatel on a physical level, so that it was a manifestation of the Malchus Shamayim. In fact, the Bas Ayin writes that Avraham plus Avraham equals Malchus in Gematria. Actually, it's interesting. Somebody came over to me in Cape Town, and he said, Rabbi, I have one problem with your drasha tonight. And he gave me this very stern look, and I was getting a little nervous because, you know, I have a very serious sense of humor, but not a lot of people do. And he looks at me, he says, it was too short. So, anyway, but he said, Rabbi, I have a question for you. Where can I learn about Gematria? Where can I learn about Gematria? So I'm thinking, I said, you know, get a Balaturim. Art Scroll has a beautiful translation of the Balaturim. Get the 5-volume translation of the Balaturim. Anyway, the Bas Ayin says, Avraham plus Avraham equals Malchus. In other words, Avraham became the vehicle and the reflection manifestation of the Oel Malchus Shamayim. We come to the end of Parshas Vayera. Upilag Shoy, Ushmaru Uma, Vatelet Gamhi, Es Tevach, Vies Gacham, Vies Tachash, Vies Macha, Macha is Rashi Tevois. Melech al Kol Haaretz, says Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. Ma'acha, Melech al Kol Haaretz. So the parasha begins, Vayera Elov, because Avraham was Nisbatel Michamri Yusai, and he became the vehicle of the Malchus Shamayim, and that is how the parasha ends. Ma'acha, Melech al Kol Haaretz. Now, very interesting, my friend Rab Daniel Mamon, who's subbing for me tonight in the shul, because we say this over Friday night between Mincha and Arav, he came up with a really nice connection between the beginning and the end of the Parsha. Does anybody know, the beginning of the Parsha, what day of the year does it take place on? It's the third day of Avraham's Mila. Okay, when was Avraham's Mila? What day of the year was Avraham's Mila? There are various opinions. Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says it was Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, and it says by Yom Kippur, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. So the Mila of Avraham was 3 days after Yom Kippur. We come to the end of the Parsha. The Akedah. What day of the year was the Akedah? Various opinions. Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says Yom Kippur. But then Avraham Avinu returns to his house. How long did it take Abraham to get from the Akedah to his house? Well, it took him 3 days to get there. Probably it took 3 days to get back. So both the beginning of the parsha and the end of the parsha took place on the exact same day of the year, 3 days after Yom Kippur. So this is another example of Pesachinu Megadim, the sweetness of the doorways of the parsha, how they're parallel. They both take place on the exact same day of the year, 3 days after Yom Kippur. Now, in the beginning of the parsha, Amar Avinu is Nisbaser, V'hinei ben l'Sara Shtecha. Sarah will have a son. But not just a son. Hashem says, Hamechas ani me Avraham, Asher ani oisev, Avraham haya yia l'goy gadov atzam. Avraham Avinu, you'll have a son who will be the progenitor of a great nation. And sure enough, we come to the end of the parsha, and the Torah tells us that not only is Yitzchak alive and well, but Yitzchak's Zivug was just born. So that's the fulfillment of Avraham Haya Yia L'Goy Gadol V'Atzam. This will allow Avraham to continue and propagate the Jewish people. And then finally, now also interestingly, in the Sefer of the Perush Reb Sadia Gaon Al HaTorah that my friend Reb Daniel Weinstein showed me, the Torah does not say that Rivka was born and that Besuel's family and that side of the family had children until Avraham and Sarah had a child and that child survived. Because until then, it would have been painful to them if they hadn't had a child, or if they had a child but that child was killed at the Akedah, that their side of the family was not growing and the other side was growing. So now that Yitzchak was alive and he survived the Akedah, now the Torah, so to speak, says Reb Sadia Gaon, gives Avraham extra simcha that the extended family is growing as well. So that's also a continuation of the beginning of the parsha. And very simply, the parsha begins, Vayisa, Einav, Vayar. And by the Akedah, it also says, Vayhi Bayam Ashlishi, Vayisa, Einav, Vayar. So these are a number of connections and parallels between the beginning of Parshas Vayera and the end of Parshas Vayera. Example: these are reflections of the idea Pesachinu Megadim, the sweetness of the opening and closing of the parsha. Okay, that's my signal. Have a great day. Have a safe flight, and see you soon. Okay, thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.